This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. The North Carolina House yesterday approved a new congressional map 2 weeks after a three-judge panel said the state's current map couldn't be used in the upcoming 2020 elections. Under the current map, the Republicans control 10 of 13 seats. The new map appears to give Democrats the inside track on picking up two more seats, making it an 8-5 map. Joining me to talk about the new districts is WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Lisa.
So, Steve, it looks like we're going to have a new congressional map in North Carolina. Can you give me the big picture? Where would the Democrats possibly pick up seats? And what are the implications nationally?
So officially, this map was created without the use of voting data as to who's a Republican and who's a Democrat. That's the party line. But Democrats were quick to say that this is an 8-5 map based on the history of how North Carolinians have voted. Nationally, if you're a Democrat, that's good news, right? Democrats have 233 seats in the House, and the GOP has 197. So if this map is approved and it goes the way people think it will go, then it makes it that much harder for Republicans to take back the House in 2020. But there were Democrats yesterday who said this map was only a slight improvement over the old map. They were hoping for a 7-6 map or even a 6-6-1 map, and that one would be a true toss-up seat. There was an exchange in the House yesterday when Carla Cunningham of Charlotte asked Republican David Lewis how many toss-up seats or how many competitive seats there would be. And Lewis, who has long been the Republicans' chief mapmaker, said, look, I don't know, I didn't use partisan data when making this. And here's what Democrat Darren Jackson of Wake County then said.
There's a doctrine in law called the fruit of the poisonous tree. Representative Lewis has agreed today that he is the primary map drawer of this map. He knows the racial data of these maps because he's used it before in drawing racially gerrymandered maps.
So the Democrats aren't happy, but if the Democrats are in line to pick up two seats, then there are at least two Republicans who certainly aren't happy, right?
Yeah, and right now it looks like the two vulnerable Republicans are Mark Walker from Greensboro and George Holding from Raleigh. In the current map, Greensboro was split in two, with the map chopping North Carolina A&T into two districts. Now Guilford County is together, or would be together, and that gives Democratic voters there a lot more strength. Walker is an interesting congressman. He's been pushing the NCAA to let athletes profit from their likeness, and he was one of the few Republicans to condemn the send her back chant from the Greenville rally that President Trump held this summer. He tweeted yesterday that he will, quote, keep fighting for the people of North Carolina and will continue to serve where the trail leads. And a lot of people think that that trail for him will be running for Senate in 2022 to fill Richard Burr's seat.
So let's look close to home. How does this map impact the Charlotte area?
There's not a lot of changes here. The 12th district, which covers most of Mecklenburg, would basically be the same, although Matthews and Mint Hill would leave the 9th district and go into the 12th. The 9th district still creeps into Charlotte to capture Dan Bishop's home address in South Charlotte, and it still runs to the east, and it looks really a lot like the current 9th district.
Okay, so what about Bladen County? Is that still in the 9th?
It is not in the 9th, or would not be in the 9th. Bladen County, of course, was the center of the mail ballot scandal in last year's 9th district election, and it is now, in this map, been put in the 7th district. And in exchange, the 9th district gets Hoke County and part of Moore County. But the overall district is still very Republican-friendly. Trump won the 9th by a little under 12 points in 2016. One analysis by the Daily Kos shows that Trump won the new 9th by a little more than 10 points. So that's still a big stretch for any Democrat thinking about running. And one thing that's worth noting is that today it's 2019, but these maps are using 2010 population data. So these maps are going to be redrawn again after the 2020 census, and that's when Democrats will be in a much stronger position, because by that point, Mecklenburg County will have so many people, it will come close to having 1.5 seats just on its own.
Are there any other things that stuck out to you from this new map?
Well, if you've been following the impeachment inquiry, you've seen a lot of Mark Meadows, one of the president's closest allies. His district today is gerrymandered to remove Democratic Asheville. But in the new map, Asheville goes back into Meadows' district, but it's still a pretty safe Republican seat.
So what's next at this point?
The Senate will take up this map, or maybe take up a new map altogether, and then the court will decide whether it's okay for the March primary. And remember, filing starts in early December.
That's WFAE's political reporter Steve Harrison. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.
This is WFAE's Morning Edition.